Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
Very good. Never had a cosmic brownie?
Not really.
It's a poor people snack.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing it now. That's definitely cosmic not a rich kid snack.
It's the best snack.
I like them though a lot.
I liked pushing the sprinkles in.
Yep,
I liked that feeling of pushing the sprinkles inside of the brownie.
Sensory feeling?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so. But the zebra cakes and
zebra cakes are my favorite.
There's another the Christmas tree one.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Those were like the really glass sprinkles.
Yeah,
I really like that.
There's another one too. There's another one of those Little Debbie type deals that was like also a kid thing. I don't remember. Anyway, this is episode 65 of The Bracket. Today we're debating the best green things. We got Clemmer and Marty back on. Stephen Che dealing with an illness, so he'll be back next week. We got a very interesting group today. We have two play-in games, a lot of options.
Is this a St. Patrick's Day episode?
We didn't mean for it to be, but then like I posted the thing, and then immediately everyone or the account start tweeting about like our St. Patrick's Day merch or whatever, and I was like, oh, this is going to look like a plug. It wasn't.
You just thought of best green things?
We did red and blue.
It's a hard
and green.
Color, I'll be honest.
It is a hard color.
Yeah.
Because we did RB, we just haven't done the G yet, so I just figured why not do green? It's the next primary color.
Nothing just happens to be green. It is the green thing.
Yeah. It just feels like it made sense. Or it's not primary. It's not primary, is it? No. It's RBG.
Marty Googling green things.
Yeah.
You did too.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so. You guys meant the color green? I thought you meant eco-friendly.
Big I did Google green things.
Your Marty is very... who's the great SNL guy that got in a car accident with Walmart?
Tracy Morgan.
You sounded like Tracy Morgan there.
Marty is a white Tracy Morgan.
Oh. Yeah.
That's disturbingly accurate.
Yeah. It's a big compliment.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's hilarious.
Oh. Yeah. It's a little bit off, but like it's...
It's a little off.
Yeah, it's funny. All right.
Pre-car accident.
Yeah, pre-car.
I got you, man.
All right, first matchup of the day, 12 seed versus 5 seed. The 12 seed is from KB. A very interesting pick from KB. Roger Klotz.
What's up, turds?
In the TV program, Doug.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Green skin.
Give him a look up. The dude had green skin. He was a big-time bully. Wore a leather jacket.
Oh, what's his name? I remember.
Roger Klotz.
Disgusting hair.
I think he was like fucking Patty Mayonnaise, too.
It was like three hairs. On the
Oh, yeah.
All-time bully.
Sick hair. He's got bacon hair.
Yeah, not one I would immediately put on the list, but the second you said it, I was like, yeah, well, obviously Roger Klotz.
What are you going to put on instead? Doug's best?
That's going up against the number 5 seed, the Turtle Sandbox. The humble Turtle Sandbox. I don't know which one.
I submitted that as well.
Yeah. So then
how did everybody have that?
Brilliant.
We all did? Oh, everyone had owned one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this, Francis? This might be one.
Yes, I am.
Okay, just making sure.
Sorry, I'm finishing my last
Francis
bite.
Francis had a whole beach to himself.
I don't know if I had one of these things.
Yeah.
Look it up and you'll know it immediately. It's just a sandbox.
I know, I just don't know if I had one.
Yeah, and it had the shell that you could put on top of it when you're all done, protect the sand. I think that was a brilliant... That was yours. That is an awesome pick.
I don't think. I think it's kind of sucks.
It was always disgusting.
I never had fun in it.
when it had fresh sand, it felt pretty good.
Yeah.
And when my mom was cleaning our hermit crab tank, I had to put them out in that sandbox.
Oh,
Francis, did you have this?
No, we didn't have.
You just had the beach.
We didn't have one of these. But for some reason, it always felt like a large kitty litter.
Yeah, it was gross as fuck. Yeah. It was always cold.
There was always a kid that would shit in it.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a kid Carter that Huffman. Shit in one of those.
Mm-hmm. Carter Huffman. From our school, Carter Huffman
shit in
them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dustin Franks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Poor Sounds kid. Like a shitter.
Yeah. You know, and Dustin's the dirtiest name
Dustin
in the world.
Dustin Franks?
Yeah.
And then he was born to shit in that box.
Yeah.
Dustin is the dirtiest human name there can be. There,
Did everyone have a rumor in their school that a kid fucked their dog?
We had to fuck a cat kid.
We had the peanut butter dog one.
There was the peanut butter dog one we had.
There was a kid who made out with his dog. Like, we would go to his house for a sleepover. He would just be making out with his dog.
Not just kissing your dog, like really slobbering.
And then one day he went to my friend Liam's house. Liam had a dog. And he said, "Hey, Liam, watch this." And just started making out with Liam's dog.
It sounds like this guy was having friends.
He was like, "Can you stop making out with my dog, man?" Like, so we had a serious dog make out.
Do you know Spain's trying to decriminalize bestiality?
As long as the animal isn't visibly injured.
Yep. Who was asking for it?
Jesus Christ.
Who was asking for
it? Sleepy Joe hasn't tried to implement that yet over here.
Why were you friends with this man if he was making out with everyone's dog?
Yeah.
I wasn't that good at
it. Why would you have him over your house?
It was never your.
I know, but why would this guy have him over his house?
I don't know. I mean, other than that, he was fine. He was a fine guy.
Cool guy.
Making out with dogs.
We may have to cut this, but there was a kid at my school who did come on his stepdad's cat, took a video of it, and got caught.
Keep that in.
Why would we need to insert that? Tell us his name.
You deserve to get shamed for that.
Yeah, that is very deserved shame.
Poor cat.
I don't know. I don't like cats.
Yeah, but no one deserves that.
Cats do.
So I come on them.
You cat person there, Clemmer?
No, I'm a dog person, but I still feel bad for cats. I don't want to see any animal get abused.
But they like it.
Cats are very clean. Imagine how long it would take them to clean cum out of their fucking...
I bet a hairless cat likes a little cum on it.
Yeah, I bet those cats love that shit. They know how to clean it better than anyone else.
You guys are justifying this awful behavior that Goose brought up.
Mm. Making out with dogs is Tommy at DJs every summer, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
They're beautiful women.
Big Great Danes.
Yeah.
Where's the biggest dog in here? Look, that girl over there, she's fixing the light. I'm going to go climb that tree.
Yeah, you fuck a lot of women that are in trade school.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's
true. Not true.
Yeah. You're a Bosie's hound. That's what you are. Big Bosie's guy.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Stop laughing, Clemmer.
This girl looks like an electrician.
You just bring girls back to fix your AC.
You guys haven't lived till you had some HVAC pussy.
HVAC pussy sucks.
I don't have TaskRabbit. I just go to the bar.
When Tommy invites a girl over, she gives him a window during which time she might arrive.
That was clever.
This one is unfounded. This isn't like the anecdote thing. This is just unfair.
Anyway, Roger Klotz versus the Turtle Sandbox. We'll start with you, Francis.
She says, "Where do I park my truck?" Sandbox versus what?
Roger Klotz.
Roger Klotz. This is really okay. Is best or worst?
Best green.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go with the sandbox, I guess. I think to me there's a lot more joy to be found from that as a child than the Doug. I wasn't a big Doug guy either, so I'm not a great. I probably don't deserve a vote here, but I'll go sandbox.
Sandbox, Nick.
What are you, a woman?
Roger's the meanest dude in Bluffington. He progressed a lot of that show. He made a lot of the stories. It was my favorite cartoon, I think, growing up. Gotta give me Klotz, classic bully.
One for Klotz. Why are you wearing Army combat boots? Out of curiosity.
Oh. Nike.
Those are cool. I like them.
Thanks, man.
Just curious because of the rest of the fit. I don't know. Black on brown? Is that a sin?
I don't know, Ken Jock. Somehow he does look a lot better than you do.
Yeah. Well, no, that's... He could be wearing anything in the case.
What do you think his name is?
Is Ken Jock roasting me for a fit right now?
He does that a lot, too.
I inquire. I don't
every
roast.
Every color possible.
Yeah.
You call him Ken Jock?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm not roasting. I make inquiries as to
shut
fit.
Shut the fuck
that's
up, Clark.
Everybody's at each other's throats right now.
What have I done?
I'm trying to call out Francis for something that just wasn't worthy.
Did you just do
that?
I heard a funny thing. I heard it.
Said, what'd you call him? Ken Jock?
I heard a Ken Jock is what I heard.
It's like that I think you should leave sketch where he's like, I'm going to embarrass you at this party. Yeah. It's like, oh my God. Did you just put your fingers in the dip?
KB.
We just started.
Yeah. The sandbox sucks. I regret submitting it. Roger Klotz paved the way. He was the pioneer for cartoonish depictions of bullies in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He's the winner.
Roger Klotz.
Yeah, I didn't watch a ton of Doug growing up, but I watched enough so that when I looked up Roger Klotz, I instantly recognized game legend. I don't like...
yeah, you are a bully. I always forget. Yeah.
GRG, game recognized game. So I'm going to go with old RK.
Did you actually bully anyone ever in your life?
No. I mean...
There's no chance anyone listened.
I think I've said this before. Me and my friends catfished another guy. I guess that's bullying, but... not really. You know, I was never a physical bully.
That's just the bully.
Yeah, that's just, like, yeah. A bully, I feel like, to bully someone, they have to not be your friend. And that obviously was not my game.
I could just imagine that girl showing up with the white truck with the ladder in it.
Oh, that's my booty call.
It's got a logo painted on the side. Clemmer.
Yeah, I didn't watch Doug because I'm too old, but we had the sandbox. I like the fact that it had a lid. Anytime, like, the wet sand is the worst.
You were too old for Doug, which came out in the, like, early 90s, but not for the sandbox.
Sandbox existed in the 80s.
How old is that?
I guess it was around in the 80s. I mean, I saw it.
And you liked the lid.
Well, the lid keeps the sand dry.
But he's right. That lid's...
It was a shell. It made
I'm not an idiot. This is good. This is good thinking.
The turtle's the best animal to be a sandbox.
So what was good about the sandbox?
Well, the lid... Wet sand is the worst. I don't like sandboxes. Oh, I bought a house, moved in, and the previous owners had a sandbox there. I had to tear it up. Oh, such a mess. It was so gross. I hate sandboxes, but the best sandbox is the turtle sandbox. You have to respect innovation.
What kind of a family is so anal retentive as to, uh-oh, it's going to rain. Better not let the sand get wet. What? Who is worried about their children playing in damp sand?
Any good parent.
How is it bad parenting?
This wet sand sucks. It's gross.
It's everything which sucks.
It's awful.
You can also work with it, though. It's moldable.
Mm. I don't think they're trying to build a construction site. They just want their 3-year-old to play in a sandbox.
What's so much more fun about dry sand versus wet sand?
Oh, dry sand is way... This isn't an argument. I can't even justify this.
That's poppycock, friends.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Poppycock. Get that shit out of here.
You
can make sand castles. You need slightly wet sand.
Mm. Sure, that's true. At beach,
dry sand is. What are you going to do with dry sand? What are you doing?
Because the problem is, like, the thing, the beach sand and the sandbox sand are different. I feel it's different. I feel like the wet sand of the beach is more like pliable to make like sandcastles and stuff. The wet sand of sandbox just sits there and gets gross. Have you ever been in a sandbox?
Yes, I have, Clemmer.
Yeah, idiot. Yeah. Have you ever been on a sandbox?
I also don't think I'm totally wrong anymore. I'm actually more convinced of my point now based on your reason.
I'm not quite sure what you guys are arguing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I usually just sit back.
Yeah.
The question is, he loves the lid because it preserves the dry sand.
Right.
In rainstorms.
Keeps the sand fresh.
Keeps it fresh in his mind. And I'm saying, what is the benefit of dry sand versus wetter sand?
Well, the wet sand sticks to you.
Mm. And your child, ostensibly.
And it also is like just stuck there. It just acts.
But what do kids do in a dry, like when the sand's dry? What do they play
there
with?
And you hold fist.
I
guess bulldozers.
Drive trucks through it, like, and then you have like a little shovel.
The grass, so you think it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
it's just stupid kid shit, but I wouldn't want my kid to. The sand gets all gross.
He's got a point, though, because, like, there are different sand qualities where, like, beach sand can be rockier, and, like, the sand I put in those sandboxes is, like, powdery.
It feels really good.
It's great sand.
Yeah, it's like a softer.
Yeah, but sand. Again, you cannot build structures out of dry sand.
You can't, no.
But you don't have a beach in your backyard, unless maybe, you know, you did, I think.
Why wouldn't you want to build a sandbox or a sand structure in one of those turtle things?
I think you do, but I don't think it's, like, possible. Like, because the beach...
It's not wet.
It's not wet, true. But also, like, if it's wet and it's raining out, you're not going to play in the rain. It doesn't really add up. Like, I think the sandbox sand in a house is a very different value system than the sand in a beach.
This is about sandboxes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll see about I'm going to go with the turtle one.
You two hate each other.
Yeah, they do.
I love
good
it.
Rivalry.
The only thing he's mad about is because I called him out of the Ken Jock thing and then he turned on me. I could see his eyes like flicker.
I want to replay the tape. If you said Ken Jock, we're about
you're
to
all
destroy
you. Yeah, that's true.
There's no way to replay that, right?
No.
I'm saying I would. I'd like to hear it. Because I feel like we're all so cutthroat that more of you would have jumped on
I was expecting it. I was waiting. I'm like,
No.
All right.
I think you're just old and losing your hearing.
Totally possible.
Yeah.
Mush.
Sandbox. And no one was excited to put the top on because to save the sand. It was just because it was like, it's, oh, fuck, I got a turtle.
A big turtle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had more fun you. With it. With the
great point. That was a good point.
It's just no one's like,
and that's a turtle. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I was checking the fucking weather report.
I just thought it was a fat. I thought it was a flat ass frog.
There's also nothing better than having like a fake pet. Because a pet, you actually got to take care of.
Where's the lid on the turtle? Is that what you're... No one's doing that.
I don't think people do. No.
The lid on the turtle.
Why is there no lid on the turtle?
Sprinting on the pouring rain. Gooch, you're tie-breaking.
Oh, you don't do that.
Klotz versus the turtle.
Damn, this is actually... No, fuck the turtle.
Yeah.
Fuck that turtle. I didn't have it. I had no clue what Ken Jack was talking about when he sent it to me earlier. Roger Klotz.
He had no idea. Yeah, like I sent it. He's like, "What the fuck is a sandbox turtle?" I was like, "You could Google it, probably."
That is
decent result
up there with like the little Tykes little car.
Yes,
of toys.
Are you talking about the cozy staple. Coop again?
Yes,
it's just called the cozy.
Nobody has ever no one called it a cozy coop. That is, that was only, no one was calling it that.
It's sold and marketed as the cozy,
but no one was calling it that.
Come over and use the cozy coop.
That's what we called it.
To be like, yes, but get the fuck out of here.
It's sold and marketed as the cozy coop,
but no one was calling that. Not colloquially.
You called it a description of the item instead of its name.
I'm wearing black and brown, okay? Look at you.
Why did I bring back into this?
Look like a Marvin's Magic drawing board.
Yeah, but black and brown. Something about it.
It's out of nowhere.
Roger Klotz going to advance. Next matchup.
Most normal outfit I've ever seen.
I don't think it's head turning at all.
Brown.
Ben Jack and the amazing Technicolor Windbreaker.
I dress like this every day.
Next matchup, 4 versus 13, 4 seed. There's more subcategories to it, but grass. Grass is great.
I like grass a lot. Grass.
This includes sports fields, so like whatever field you like the most. Also, Mush, you included Poana grass?
Yeah, Poana.
What is that?
It's the green at the Masters.
Oh, wow. All right.
Nice grass. Yeah.
Grass is a good one, and that's going up at 13. I would have seeded it even lower just to make Clemmer mad, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, no!
But you're so funny, man.
I wanted to, but I just couldn't.
He's going up against grass. This sucks.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus grass. Mush.
You know what to do, Marty.
Mine, it's grass. 1,000. I fucking love grass. I think I would love to be a landscaper. I was one. I love making lines in grass. I wrote my name into my grass at one point. I love...
The R backwards.
Every part of grass is just amazing. And my brother's an asshole, I think. This has nothing to do with you guys.
He just came to this realization.
Yeah.
He's had a crisis.
Yeah,
he kept saying that he's got allergies. He can't do the grass. But everyone can mow the grass.
Do the grass.
He can do the grass. I just thought about that. That's
brilliant.
Yeah. You like doing the grass, so it doesn't seem
I do
like
love
that,
it. Yeah, I love doing it. And like edging it is so fucking
edging. Making it almost come.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, how did you edge the grass? Did you have a weed whacker?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys call it a weed whacker.
I actually.
What else is it known as?
Weed eater.
A lot of people in our hometown call them weed whippers, too.
Oh,
you ever get hit in the shins with one of those?
Oh, yeah.
You wearing shorts? Oh, my God.
Shorts on?
So
yeah.
I actually had to.
So bad.
Edge my school's grass with a shovel because I got caught cheating on the Regents.
What?
How does that make any sense?
Were you cheating?
Yeah, I was actually, I used, you know, cha-cha. Ever used cha-cha?
Cha-cha. Yeah, the surf.
You just asked a question.
Oh, like, I remember that. Yeah. And they would always say cha-cha.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God, I forgot all about
Regents
that.
And they caught me.
That's a weird, that seems like a pretty medieval punishment.
Yeah, that and picking up the
physical
garbage.
Labor.
My punishment as a kid, I had to do it once, was grass-related as well. I had to cut our side yard in rollerblades. So I had to push the lawnmower while wearing rollerblades.
That's a good workout.
It was tough.
Yeah. So that's one for grass.
Why?
I forget what I did. But my
why that? Why those two things?
I don't know.
Huh.
Weird punch.
Yeah, but my dad made me do it once.
Kind of love funny. That.
Yeah. I was a really good rollerblader.
I just want to make this known. Clemmer was so on the grass side of winning this whole thing before we got here. So I just want let's see what he says.
So you guys have all seen my tattoo, right?
No.
What?
You have a tattoo?
Yeah, he has a
tattoo. I have never seen
Put the pants down. That's disgusting.
Ugh.
What am I
Dude. Oh my god!
It literally looks like my grandma's legs. My grandma's 87.
That's the worst.
Exactly like my grandma's.
Hey, get this. Wait, let me get the zoom in.
You can see the skin falling.
Oh my god!
Off.
Look at the veins. You could literally.
What is the tattoo?
He keeps on going away from the camera.
Show the tattoo.
Show the tattoo.
Hey,
show the fucking camera.
Rotate your body.
Turn your body, man.
You don't have to. Okay.
That looks like a.
I can't stop looking at how gross your legs are.
The carnival.
So veiny.
Fucking February.
So veiny.
So is that
February?
In August, you're like,
oh yeah.
Don't come out
it's
in the winter.
Season.
Hey, season. This is the season.
There's no time of year that could save those.
I'll be wearing shorts soon, my boys.
So. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I did last year.
Oh,
I
no.
did last year.
My boys.
I wore shorts a bunch last year.
Take your shirt off at the beach.
I take my shirt off. I don't give a fuck. I'm not getting my shirt off here.
Cast your vote.
So
what turtle was that?
So that's
it's Raphael.
It's Raphael. All my friends.
What kind of nipples you got?
We already had discussion. Normal ones, like yeah.
Did you almost say square?
Oh. Yeah, you did. You did.
Normal.
I just pick it on me.
Yeah, you made
an SQ sound.
Did not.
Yes, you did.
What else
you got? King Jock.
It's not as bad as square nipples.
Square nipples. Normal ones.
Normal ones. They're square.
I can't even think of the right shape.
This is why I have a Ninja Turtle tattoo. Because my friends and I all got one. My other friend has Leonardo. My other friend has Michelangelo. And I have another friend that has Donatello. And then once we all die, we all have to get that person's tattoo on us. So at one point, the last one standing is going to have four turtle tattoos on them.
I got to be honest. I don't hate that.
Cool idea.
Yeah, presuming you all die with enough time in between.
Also, well, if we all die at the same time,
you're like 90, you'd be like, I gotta go fucking go get a tattoo.
Of course I
gotta go get Donatello.
We've been friends since we were like 9 years old.
Yeah, and the tattoo artist is gonna have to hold your skin taut to do the fucking face.
The translucent skin.
Yeah.
How did you decide which turtle to get?
Our personalities.
Oh, yeah, you're.
Raphael's like the bad boy.
He's like the asshole.
He's the bad boy.
In my group,
I gotta be. He is.
I gotta have you invite the turtles.
Yeah, can they come on an episode?
Yeah. Well, one lives in New Hampshire. Both live in New Hampshire. So,
but I thought there's
about the third.
We don't have a Leonardo.
You don't have the Leonardo.
Here's the thing with the Leonardo thing. So we have someone who I think should be the Leonardo. I was outvoted by the other two. It's kind of a sore subject. So right now there's currently no Leonardo, but I have another person who could be. It's tough.
I nominate Tommy.
No, he can't be. You have to be friends with all
of
us.
You have
school.
A fourth that you guys all hang out with, and you.
No,
all-
we used to hang out with.
Oh,
what happened?
I bet you feel real stupid for not doing Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Any of the famous trios.
Yeah.
There's so many more famous trios.
No, I don't mind it.
I can't believe you guys committed to this tattoo death pact before you had figured out.
No, we just fought about it.
Yeah,
no,
we need the fourth member.
We made this. We had a big discussion about it. It was our 20th reunion, and that's when we all got them.
Reunion of what? High school?
High school.
Jesus, you're so old.
I'm older than that. It's 25 now. I've had this tattoo 5 years.
Wait, so you've all right.
Oh, you just
got it.
5 years.
I thought you guys got this at like 18.
That's even stupider to just get.
You've been looking for 5 years.
No, we've been
fourth member
arguing. We have fourth member options. We just
why wouldn't you give it to this guy?
Yeah, why is what's
he so
bad? I was outvoted. They think there's still some animosity from stuff that happened in high school.
Like what? Yeah.
One of the guys got into a fist fight with the potential Leonardo. So Michelangelo and Leonardo got into a fist fight in a school bus.
Hold on. Michelangelo's orange.
The party
Donatello's
dude.
Purple. Who's Leonardo? What color?
Leonardo's the leader, and that's the one we can't decide on.
Yellow.
No, blue.
Blue.
Oh, it sounds like Leonardo won the fist fight.
No, he lost. And then he turned everyone against Michelangelo.
Oh, okay.
In real life. You're Michelangelo.
I'm not the party
He's
dude.
Raphael.
I'm Raphael.
Oh, you're Michael, as in Y-O-U-R.
Yes, Michelangelo. Yeah. Yes, not the actual turtle.
But right. you're the bad boy of this group?
Not bad boy, like asshole.
Definitely, yeah. That's
like just like the prick, like the sarcastic prick.
So like you have like a legit mafia sit down with the potential fourth. Yeah. And
the fourth guy is in California.
Are you the one making fun of all your friends? Like you're kind of the jokester?
Yeah, I shit on. Yeah, but they all shit on me too, though. But yeah, I shit on them the most, probably. Yeah, yeah.
I would like to have this fleshed out in this medium right here. Let's fly them all in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have a little detente. That's
I'd be fine with it. I don't think
bracket
the Leonardo guy would not come. I guarantee it.
We should have a sit-down.
Does he even want it?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't even want it.
I don't know. It's never really been broached. We haven't talked to him about it because it's... maybe just
we know about it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh.
This went from cool to ugh.
I thought you guys got this in high school.
No, we got this our 20th. Yeah, no, we got this like 5 years ago.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
We need to work out this fourth member situation because I feel like the entire point of the tattoo is moot until
there are so many trios.
You don't have a. I can't. That. Yeah.
Stop. This is what we played with in junior high. Like we all had turtles. Like we all like would play like fifth and all sixth right. grade.
Just
play.
Fucking vote for.
I'm gonna stick up with turtles here. Although grass probably should win. I have to go turtles. I have to give them at least grass is gonna sweep everything else.
Mm. I'm going grass.
Grass.
Yeah, grass is too good.
Yeah, grass rocks.
Grass is amazing.
Grass.
See, that's fine.
It itches you. It can itch and
I love stains.
Stain your Levi's. Yeah.
My hiney on it.
Laying on a good patch of grass though, or it feels like almost like you're almost
walking barefoot in grass. Very yes. nice.
Yes. Oh, great feeling. All right, next matchup. 9 versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is, I think you had this, Nick, sour cream and onion Pringles.
Yeah.
Oh. I would like to say sour cream and onion chips.
I said Pringles.
I think the Pringles are better. Yeah. I like the submission.
They're not green.
No, the can is green.
There's some green on that can.
Yeah.
Can is green, but you're...
I associate green with sour cream.
Flex of green.
Why are you being a fucking douchebag?
Oh, I'm sorry. Doesn't have to be so literal, Tommy.
I'm just saying it's not a green thing. If we're arguing just the can...
Say it is, yeah.
Well, it's like green. Saying I'm sure money might be on here.
Money
and
is green. Not all money is green. American currency is green.
Oh, that's the only money that matters.
And even the change isn't green.
I don't even know that I would argue that an American bill is green.
There's a lot of white in it.
You argue.
I bet you the majority of it isn't green.
I don't know. Does anyone have a dollar right now?
Yeah, I do.
To me, I'm picturing like almost an off-white gray.
That's green.
Okay, 20s are green, yeah.
I guess a light green, I guess. In the
a 1 to
you know
me
what?
Does not have
I
much.
Apologize for being a prick. Let's
like the
on.
5 is almost like
look at
more
that. That's beige.
Yeah, there's
purplish.
What?
The back is green.
5.
There's purple on there.
A 1. Sure. You're right. That's more green than I remembered it being. For some reason, 1's... Maybe I'm thinking of older money.
It's not that green.
This is a 1.
100's got a blue thing on it.
That's oh, no. Money's
what
green.
What else would you call it?
Yeah, money's green.
Sorry. Money's yeah. green. Wow.
Money's green.
Why did
doing?
I not think of
that?
It's
not that green. Is that a Mandela effect?
I think everybody knows money's green.
There's some white in it.
No, all of us are struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would argue, though, that sour cream and onion sun chips are very good. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Amazing. Very good. But we'll stick with Pringles for the sake of this. That's going up against number 8. This is on a few lists. The felt on a pool table. Always like, look up and you give it a little.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think it's a solid matchup. Sour cream on Pringles versus the felt on a pool table. Francis.
Oh. That is pretty good. I got to go pool table. I'm a tactile guy. I like the sensations of things. And I'll go pool table.
Pool table.
I'm always really amped up, though, when a pool table isn't green.
Right. I was going to say, the red, the purple, yeah. It's all better.
It's like Boise State.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Pringles.
1 for Pringles. KB.
Don't rush them.
I appreciate the thought. It's a tough one.
Ah, fuck, he's going felt.
He's thinking about the feel.
The pool felt, yeah.
Yeah, the pool felt. Tommy?
I'm going to go Pringles. I know I was a prick earlier, guys, about all that, but I'm really bad at pool. It makes me feel bad about myself when I have to play. And I like
fingers.
I like the taste of chips.
Fingers are weird.
My fingers, I have fine fingers.
When you do things...
Let's just
ask your mom.
Just argue with each other.
Yeah.
Just... belittle each other.
Yeah, you had odd fingers.
My fingers?
What's wrong with your pinky?
There's nothing wrong with
them. Oh, that's how Michael J. Fox found out he had Parkinson's. His pinky was all...
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, you're going to fuck Tommy up. You're going to ruin
nothing. I mean, I don't want to get into his head or anything, but I'm just telling
you. What are you saying?
There's a little tremor going on.
Aren't you in your late 20s? What was he, I think?
Mid-20s.
I mean, I don't know. Just something to keep an eye on, Tommy.
It's not moving.
Yeah.
My pinky is... Are you guys kidding me right now?
Oh, no. It is kind of wiggling.
Oh, no. Oh.
Look at it.
That's literally the first thing he noticed.
Oh, no.
You just fucked Tommy up for, like, the next month.
He's going to go to the doctor tomorrow.
I'm Googling right now.
Be safe and go to the doctor.
I'd be safe.
Yeah, you definitely should go. I'd probably see a couple different good number opinions.
Bummer.
So I'm also terrible at pool. We had a pool table in my dorm, and I was just as bad as the first day I was there as the last day. I was just awful at pool.
I can't believe I have Parkinson's.
Sorry, Tommy. So I'm going to go with Pringles, which are great chips. And the sour cream onion is a great flavor.
They are good. Best Damn it. They're very good.
Marty.
So it's just pool felt. It's not like a blackjack table felt.
Oh.
Because that's well, where I love...
Felt.
Pool table.
Green, felt. Green.
I think you,
felt,
can, yeah. think you can expand
felt.
It.
Oh.
Yeah. Felt is good.
It's all card playing tables.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
there's nothing better than touching the felt in Vegas, so I'm going with the felt.
Good name for something you like to touch.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
It really is.
Yeah, well said. Ever thought about that?
Gooch, you're breaking it.
What happened?
It's a pool table.
Tense of feel.
Love. It's aptly named.
That
you like to touch something called felt.
That felt.
Yeah,
I like
awesome.
That. You like to touch it. Do you see what he's saying?
No, all my friends is like,
you felt it. You felt it.
Yeah.
It's convenient that you
already still
feel
not there.
Felt.
I doesn't understand.
So
you like to feel felt.
Yeah. I'm so my fucking around.
And you used to do this in the past.
Never felt something before.
Oh,
what's the past tense of feel?
Felt, you're saying?
Yeah.
Felt. Aptly named.
He's saying it's
a good name. You love to feel it.
You didn't say anything wrong.
Oh,
if that's what you're getting.
No.
He thought we were saying.
Oh, so I said felt something in the past tense.
Felt is the past term. Past tense.
I got that schmuck.
Past tense.
Felt is the.
I have fucking Parkinson's.
Barty, don't you know? Past term.
I'm literally going to start shaking.
Start shaking.
Sorry, so Gooch, you were taking...
Yeah, I love playing pool, so we're going with the pool table.
Well, so we're going to just say green felt for now, I guess. Anyway, one seed versus our first chain of the day. First chain is a very interesting one, I think. It's the KB chain. So this is all of KB's options, other than a couple that I thought were very interesting. I want them to explain for some of them, not all of them. So the KB chain, the MySpace new photo comment notification.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Solid. I like that. A hose.
Oh, the hose. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hose is good.
Love that one. Yep. Lois's blouse and Peter's pants combo.
The combination of the two, even though individually I think they would go pretty far on their own. But
wait, what is this?
Peter Lois's blouse, Peter's pants. They both
family
match. Yeah.
Right? Oh, fucking all business. Pete's pants. Who else was pants? Would it be?
I mean, Lois and Pete.
That's it.
Lois and Peter, and you didn't.
If that doesn't immediately make
what would it be?
A Family Guy.
Another comedy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have Parkinson's, and maybe I don't make connections immediately that others can.
We're gonna feel so bad for making fun of you.
But definitely go to the doctor just in case.
Just in case.
A couple of them.
Lab-grown fish fillets.
Yeah, that's what China's doing. They're growing thick fish cells and making whole fillets out of them.
But they're green?
It's green. It's like, you know, eco-friendly.
Can you send me that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You guys hear China's done?
They're done.
Within 10 or 20 years, China's not going to be a superpower anymore. They're massively over-reporting their population.
Look at
they're
their cities. Their cities are decades ahead of everyone.
No, they don't have
enough. Yeah, but they're crumbling, aren't they?
They don't have enough young people to keep it going, and all their policies, them and Russia, they're all done.
So, what's going to last longer, China or you?
Probably me.
Yeah, but hasn't the China currency been overtaking, catching up to the dollar to become the world standard reserve currency for the last 20 years?
Listen, I listened to a Joe Rogan episode, and I heard that China and Russia are on the way out.
See, I was going to think that you got that from Frank the Tank. That seems like a Frank the Tank info bit.
Frank the Tank seems the opposite.
Did you
hear? He'd be like afraid of China.
Yeah. Maybe. Anyway, next option. Scholastic Book Fair Lamborghini poster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The green one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one, I have no fucking clue what it means. I asked a couple people. They also had no clue.
Okay.
Round of Hulks at the Loft.
Yeah, that was the cocktail, the Hulk. And you would order them at the Loft. Is that just at my college?
Yes, dude.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought there was a lot. I thought it was a chain.
No.
Nope.
Okay. I think they I don't know if there was any alcohol in them, but everyone, ooh, we would
So I was green tea shots. That would be
Yeah. So I consider green tea shots. I was looking at the color. It's kind of like
you
a
swap
Gatorade
out. Situation.
I mean, it's called if we're having fucking Sour Patch Pringles on here.
Sour Patch Pringles.
Oh, no. Oh yo, Sour Patch Pringles.
What is
dude?
Happening?
Your cortex has Parkinson's. Your brain is shaking.
I'm just going to say my vote.
Sour Patch Pringles. Sour Patch Pringles. Who's Lois and Peter? Sour Patch Pringles. Past term.
What is going on?
This is crazy.
Your next option, Dan Rapper.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know. Well, now I'm in my own head. I got the yips. Yeah. I've got the
podcasting yips.
Yeah. It's so easy to not be the dumbest person.
I've got
the
yips. Let your boys know, Smoke's got the yippee.
Forgot how to podcast.
Your next option, KB, was Dan Rappaport's striped shirt.
The one he just wore, yeah. Do you want to pull that up?
And then this is my favorite one you included, the Bliss screensaver.
So yeah.
The default screensaver for Windows where it's just the idyllic field in the background.
Mm-hmm. I think Kansas tried to claim that. No, it's Napa Valley.
It is, yes. Okay, so here's the full list again, and we'll start with you, Francis, to go through it. The MySpace new photo comment notification, The Hose, Lois's Blouse and Peter's Pants combination pick, Lab-Grown Fish Filets, Scholastic Book Fair Lamborghini poster, a round of Hulks at the Loft, Dan Rappaport striped shirt, or the Bliss screensaver.
I'm going Hose. A lot of those don't have a whole lot of sentimental feeling for me, unfortunately.
She's calling like this.
I've been looking at my hands.
Oh, it is.
I'm going
your pinky wiggle.
Definitely monitor.
I mean, I think I only have it on the right side of my body.
Oh, no. Only the right.
Don't do this to him.
Are you sure it's not the left? Are you sure it's the right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Fuck. Francis.
I'll go Hose. Yeah.
One for Hose.
Was a Hulk also like the big Xanax people used to spike in your drink?
Yup. Oh, was it?
Yeah. He said that way too quick.
Yeah. It's got to be the Hose. That was the most quenched I've ever been in my life.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Hose. Shit, you're right.
The Hose? Tommy?
Hose.
Hose. Gonna win, but.
Bliss screensaver. If I can talk. The Bliss screensaver.
Oh!
I made a point not to react to that at all.
Calm down. The Bliss screensaver.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty great, but I got to go Hose here.
The Bliss screensaver is a real photograph.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But like,
it's not, you know, rendered.
I always change.
That's a real place.
Mm-hmm. And
it was a wallpaper.
Seems like a nice place.
Yeah. Now, it technically wasn't.
Oh, yeah, I guess the wallpaper.
It's a wallpaper.
Right?
Yeah. So. Screensaver.
Oh, yeah, wallpaper.
Goated screensaver was pipes.
Yeah. Pipes.
I was going to say pipes would be the number
one. Maze. The first person that looks like you were playing Doom, the maze.
Nah, pipes are great. Pipes.
You like pipes more than maze?
Sat there and watched the pipe generate. Yeah. It's amazing. Marty?
I'm going Dan Rappaport's striped shirt.
It was great. I just looked it up.
That's just.
He was here today?
No. I think he posted it.
Posted video.
Oh.
So we're going to go with the Hose versus what had to be the one seed, because if we didn't include it, people get mad. But we can have a debate on it. We're going to say cash.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say money, because money is very separate from cash. Because like we were talking about this before, if you could offer me right now, hey, I'll give you $100,000 cash, but $100,000 in your bank account, picking bank account a million out of a million times.
No. Taxes.
That's where...
I'm saying just instantly,
your bank account.
Tax-free, we're putting it X, Y,
Z. But you're going to have to end up paying taxes.
All right, I'm not trying to get that technical. I'm just saying,
income.
If I could have cash in hand...
It's still unreported income, though. It's just, I mean, you're still going to pay taxes on even if it's cash.
Oh, you could hide it.
Yeah, but that's illegal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we'll start with you, Marty.
Tommy's going to W-9 his babysitters.
So it's cash versus...
Cash versus hose.
What is this, a rap song?
He's back. He's back.
Oh, damn it.
He's back.
Oh, shit.
All right, we'll slow it down. That's tough. It's obvious that's a problem. It's cash because everyone wants cash. Everyone wants it. And I actually think everyone should always have cash on them at some point. I know we kind of, people got too cool because they do their phone onto the thing. Do you know that, the Apple Pay?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
too much. That's far too much.
It makes it too easy to spend.
Yeah, like I even for the Metro card, I will not put my credit card on the thing. I will get a Metro card with my cash or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, I got an old Metro card.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's cash though.
Cash.
I mean it's got to be cash, but I hate doing it because I feel like cash is such an obvious like winner.
I don't think it's
the root of all evil. I'm sure we can make arguments against it.
All right, I just feel bad because hose is pretty cool, but I'll go cash.
Hose is like. When you're in the summer, you just need something. It's just like when you're a kid, just put it right up to your mouth or spraying
your thumb on it. Yep.
Putting your thumb on it for some reason is so fun.
Bought one at Home Depot.
And also, hosing down your driveway is one of the funnest things.
It's a great thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like when you put your thumb on it and you move it around to get a different type of stream out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fun. So you're going to go with cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, a great part of spending cash is it feels like you didn't spend any money because it didn't hit your bank account. It's like same thing with like spending Venmo balance. It's like it's free money as long as it doesn't affect your bank account.
I get more sad when cash is gone than I do from spending money on a credit.
Very much so. Yeah.
Also, really?
Yeah.
I never I don't know how much cash is in my wallet right now. Like I don't keep track.
Must
of that.
Be nice, fucking this guy.
Well, it's not a lot. <Let's> see.
I want to see.
What's the perfect amount of cash to have on you? I think
45.
It's 40 bucks.
I was going to say 60.
45, 80, but the
I have
80
bucks. I think that's a pretty
80 bucks?
Nice. Yeah.
Or 20s.
Nice.
Hello.
Very nice. Hello. Cash hose and 420. All right, KB.
Not cash. If I can have money without it being cash, I would do that. I hate cash. You have to lug something around, a physical item around. And
I don't think
spend.
People are lugging cash.
Well, bring around cash.
Yeah. Somebody's grunted picking up cash.
Change cash. If I could do everything via Apple Pay, that would be ideal.
Well, change technically not included.
I never carry cash. I don't want it.
Mm. So you're going with the hose?
Hose.
What about, like, tipping?
I usually can just tip with a credit card.
What, you've been to a hotel?
There are situations that are cash only, and I think that's very inconvenient.
Mm. Nick?
Yeah, it is.
Cash, I like having cash on me, but it makes it very easy to spend. It's almost too... But so is Apple Pay. It's too easy to spend money. But it's going against a fucking hose. I'm going cash.
Cash, Francis.
Cash is exciting. What a great... unfortunately, it's dying out, I think. And inflation really took the luster off of cash. Because you look at it and you're like, that's losing money. Mm-hmm. At this thing right here is rotting in a way. But... I think it's more fun than if you've ever like get handed someone a 20 to try to get into a nightclub or get a table at a restaurant or and actually pulled that off like it was in the movies. I think that cash is definitely awesome.
I'd love to have a briefcase of cash one day.
Briefcase of cash would be awesome.
Yeah. Do you ever try and zoom out of everything you just said and it's like why is inflation a thing? Just print out some more money. I don't get what that means. Yeah, I don't get that.
Printing out more money creates inflation.
It's just like that doesn't like really compute to me.
Okay, imagine you have one Babe Ruth rookie card. Explain inflation. all right, before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's hear from our first sponsor, Manscaped. All right, let's talk about Manscaped. Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from the waist to the face. Oh, that's a good rhyme. Good copy, guys. To help you replace the bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. This kit is about to change your life. The Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It all starts with the Beard Hedger, the electric beard hair trimmer that has a premium beard sculpting machine technology. The cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel with 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard, so no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. Plus, it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower. The beard and shampoo conditioner they also have is awesome because all of your hair is different, and your beard hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. It is specially designed to help moisturize, reduce ingrown hair, and replace natural oils to promote beard health. They have beard oil that relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin underneath, beard balm, that pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look. They gave us one of these ahead of time. I loved it. I immediately replaced. I had an old school, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the other brand, old, different razor. Got rid of that one. Had all those attachments and all that crap. This one's easy. All you have to do is like flick this little dial thing in the middle of it, and it's just immediately fixed. It's so great. So get 20% off and free shipping with our code LIGHTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code LIGHTS. The Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit, the premier solution to face grooming. Thanks to Manscaped, now we have an 11 versus a 6 seed. 6 seed, this is one of the first things I had where I was like, this needs to be on here. 6 seed is a Brazilian flag. I think it's one of the coolest flags there are. That's one of the best uses of green. You might think, what are you, like a Nigerian flag guy?
I thought Libya's was cool before they changed it. It was just solid green. It was the only one color flag.
There's come with the AK-47 on it. Those ones are cool, too.
Mozambique is an AK-47?
Yeah, yeah, I was there this summer.
When you went to Rwanda?
Right after.
Gotcha. So we're going to go with the Brazilian flag, and that's going up against one of Nick's entries, the Oakland A's hat, which is a very nice hat. Oh, yeah. Great hat.
Great hat.
So we'll start with Francis, the Oakland A's hat versus the Brazilian flag.
Yeah, I don't love either of these, to be honest. I think I like the Oakland A's hat because I like the movie Moneyball. And Brazil, to me, I don't know. I don't think a flag should really win this. So I'll go with the hat.
One for the Oakland A's hat.
I've always wanted an Oakland A's hat. Hard to pull off.
Yeah.
A flat bill
green
Suns
hat. Yeah, it's just tough.
I'm pissed at you.
No, it took me a second.
No, it's a hard hat to pull off. I'm going to go with Brazil's flag. I'm going against my own submission.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the Brazil's
flag. Yeah, I love it.
The little globe thing in the middle.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's very warming.
Mm-hmm. Brazil flag.
I mean, as the most unfuckable hat wearer of all time, I simply cannot vote for a hat, so I will go with the Brazil flag.
Brazilian flag?
Oh, the 70s, early 70s A's uniforms are among the best in baseball history. The A's hat, no-brainer.
A's hat, no-brainer.
Is that the one with the elephant on it?
No, no, that's back in my childhood, we had the elephant back in the Philadelphia Athletics days. But no, this is early 70s.
Okay.
Bush?
It's the Brazilian flag. When playing FIFA, I'd always pick Brazil because of that.
Cool-ass uniforms, too.
Mm, very.
Next matchup, the 3 seed, another one of Nick's, versus the 14 seed. 3 seed is Nickelodeon Slime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underseeded.
That's
3. It's going up against the 14 seed Green Day, the band.
They're not really green.
No, but it's Green Day. It's green, just green things.
Give me a song.
American Idiot.
I don't want to be an American idiot.
No, 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 no.
Have you ever heard that song?
Long, maybe not. Lonely.
That's the
Wake Me Up When September
My
Ends.
Shadow. Wow.
I think they should be I think they're a Super Bowl halftime show caliber band.
Yeah,
is that song they
absolutely
would play at graduations.
Time of Your Lives.
Time of Your Lives.
Yeah. Wow, that's them too.
Yeah, they're huge.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Joe Armstrong.
Mike Dirnt and Trey Cool.
Fuck, was that the drummer?
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Wow, that was good.
I didn't mean to sound it that way. But yeah, so Green Day versus Nickelodeon Slime. Mush.
I'm not a big music guy. Obviously, I just asked you what all those songs were, so I'm going Slime. Because Slime was, if you didn't want to get slimed when you were a kid, I don't know what was wrong with you. So I still want that as well.
Mm-hmm.
With the green slime.
Green slime.
Yeah, they had a show on Nickelodeon in the 80s. You can't do that on television. And that's where the slime came from. If you said, I don't know, you got slimed. If you said the word
water,
you got water.
You always have to say the year when you say shit. It's always 70s or the 80s.
Because people might not. Has anyone here ever seen the show?
Oh, because I was born in the 90s.
Okay, well, so when people know maybe who are younger, when the show.
A lot of hostility on this.
A lot of hostility.
A lot of
that's
hostility.
It's a weird thing to
I like it.
I'm stoking it. Too.
I like
love
it.
Too. It's nice.
Yeah, so Green Slime was always cool, even when I was a kid. So Green Slime.
Green Slime. You're not a Green Day guy? Because you grew up in like their early.
I did. Yeah, that was the song at my graduation.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Dookie's a great album. But
awesome cover art.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, no, I like Green Day fine. I'm more of a Pearl Jam guy if we're going to talk about like who should be on the halftime show.
What do you think would do better in a halftime show? Pearl
Green
Jam
Day.
Green I think Green Day has the more larger appeal.
Yeah,
they had a Broadway show, so I mean, I'd be
still
right.
Crushing it.
Oh, so is Pearl
all over the world.
Pearl Jam is too.
Not like Green Day.
It's only because you guys are younger. Green Day was more.
I get that Pearl Jam.
It was close. Pearl Jam was always second to Nirvana.
Not for very long.
Oh,
well, I mean, that's just
at their peaks.
At their peaks, yeah. Although, yeah. 10 came out first.
Tommy, Slime or Green Day?
Slime. As a kid, like, again, that was the ultimate dream. I mean, they were the kid version of celebrities back then. It's like you saw someone get slimed on TV. It's like, oh, my God, he's living the best life ever. I remember going to whatever Universal Nickelodeon Studios, being like, I got to get picked. I got to get slimed. I know we're just focusing on the slime, but as a whole, it brings back memories of Nickelodeon as a kid. Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
Unbelievable award ceremony.
Surfboard, right?
Yeah.
That's their thing?
It was a blimp, I thought.
Oh, blimp.
Orange blimp. Right.
Yeah.
Surfboard. Is that Teen Choice?
Beyonce surfboard?
Teen Choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Slime.
Slime, KB?
Yeah, slime is severely underseeded here.
It's a three.
Severely. Green Day is better than slime. I think slime is better as a better... Nickelodeon slime is better at slime than Green Day is at music.
Mm. There are, yeah, not many other slime colors are in the game.
Mm-mm. You think of green, you think of slime.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Nick.
Can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going Green Day. They have a lot of hits. Dookie is one of the best albums ever. I don't listen to them anymore. I don't know if their new music is good, but
do they still make music?
I think so. They've been churning out albums. But I think Green Day is a really, really good band.
Did you talk to the slime guy at Barca vs. America?
We had a slime guy?
Yeah, like when they like created that slime for us when we went on one of those obstacle courses, and he was like, he's just a slime guy. And
I didn't get to go in it.
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering, like, how's business? Because who's asking for slime besides us?
No, slime is huge now. There's that slime store in Soho that has a line around the corner. Every kid has their birthday party at the slime store.
Oh, yeah. Kim K got everyone on slime.
Yeah.
Really?
Kids go and make their own goop.
Guess his business is booming now.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good time to be a slime man.
It's the best time.
Yeah. Francis.
I feel like Green Day became very activism centric.
They renounced their American citizen.
That's what it was. Yeah. I didn't like that.
I always thought they were British. I could have sworn they were British all my life.
I think they're from Seattle.
They're from the Bay.
Are they from California? Oh, well, I you know, that bugged me, especially because I remember also seeing this video of them on like a USO tour where they were performing for the troops and some kind of attack happened and they got evac'd in a helicopter, and I was like, whoa, that's cool. So for them to do that and then renounce their... Yeah, I didn't love that. Felt like a publicity stunt and a little too hysterical and woke-ish. So I'll go with slime, although it's funny. You know, people are like either obsessed with that Nickelodeon period and everything from that, or... I loved certain parts of it. I loved Keenan and Kel. I liked all that a lot. But Legends of the Hidden Temple, I wasn't a huge fan of, weirdly. Mm. And then the slime stuff. Where was slime in Nickelodeon? What was it used most prominently? What would you know it from?
I feel like the award show, when it would Figure It Out.
Pour on their head.
Wasn't there a Figure It Out was what I...
Summer Sanders, yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Figure It Out was the one I knew it from.
I feel like it would play a lot between commercials.
Oh, there was all these like little like blocks in between.
You'd be watching
shows.
Keenan and Kel or something, and then like at the end before commercial, you would...
Yeah. You Can't Do That in Television was their first hit. So they used the slime from that and then incorporated it throughout their entire network.
It was in You Can't Do That in Television first, then Double Dare, Wild and Crazy Kids, Wienerville. Yeah.
Wienerville?
Mm-hmm. There's Wienerville, yeah.
That was a Dan Schneider show.
That's Footsville. Figure It Out, Rugrats. Rugrats use slime. How? It's an animated program.
You can animate slime.
Fanboy and Chum Chum. Wally Kazam, The Loud House, Tuned In, and NFL Slime Time. NFL Slime Time now.
So they had it as a runner through all of their...
Because the first show was a hit.
Mm. Yeah, he keeps saying that.
Yeah. What
it's
show?
A really big deal.
What do you mean their first show? What does that
Can't
even mean?
Can't do that on television.
Can't do that on television.
When did that end?
See, when I'm talking, he isn't the phone. He doesn't hear me.
Come on, 82.
What do you mean they can't do? What?
That was the name of the show. You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh.
Yeah.
I talked about this when you were on your phone. You missed it.
Oh. Animosity. Tune it up.
What happened?
You two hate each other.
I just don't like...
1979.
Clymer is undefeated against
Francis. Oh, yeah.
Clymer is everything Francis wishes he could
do. Oh, I'm sure.
Even that.
I mean, at least...
Cutting.
Yeah. 1979 was when that show started, by the way.
Yeah. But it was in Canada, and then it got brought over to the States around 81 or 82.
You know those years. Very.
Where would you put that block on Clemmer TV?
Oh, well, I'm old now, but if I had a child, I would want the child to watch. It was a great show. It's like SNL. It was more... My sister's younger than me, so I saw that All That show that you guys might have watched.
Yeah.
That is much softer. You can't do that in television. They had like a firing squad. It was a lot edgier. It was Canadian. It was great.
Was it kids doing sketch comedy?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was really really interesting, really cool show.
And the scene was over. The actor would get cleaned up and given a $20 to $50 bonus. How do they stagger the pay structure?
Maybe it's seniority. That's a big deal with the show. Like the older you were, the longer you were on the show, the more privileges you got.
During each taping of Double Dare, 30 gallons of slime was on air. It took a team of 15 people.
Slime's awesome.
Yeah,
Okay, I'll go slime because I, again, don't like more of a petty pick against Green Day.
Slime is going to advance next matchup.
How do you renounce your citizenship? Do you have to go through like a process or do you just do it?
I think you just
a Michael
say it.
Scott type deal? I don't know.
Yeah, but there has to be an official paperwork.
There has to be,
here,
right?
You're no longer a U.S. citizen. Otherwise, you're just still a citizen.
Then are you countryless?
I think renouncing just is it's a broad term for being like, I don't agree with this.
Oh.
Oh, okay. That's kind of lame.
I don't think I'd be able to pass a citizenship test.
Dude, I think renouncing U.S. citizenship is one of the most like entitled,
yes,
petulant things you could ever do.
Okay, you appear in person at a U.S. consular diplomatic office, and you sign an oath of renunciation.
I think if you renounce U.S. citizenship, you should be forced to become a citizen and inhabitant of a much shittier country.
Much worse country. Yeah.
You should not be allowed back in within these walls. Not to sound too much like the Don. But
that was rough. Next matchup, 10 versus 7, 7 seed. I feel like this might not be controversial, but I feel like you might have varying feelings. Pickles. I'm a big pickle guy.
Pickles are good.
Not ashamed of it.
Pickles. What seed is it?
Okay.
7.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're trying to do things with pickles, and it's just...
No, none of that. None
trying
of that.
So hard.
I'm with you.
Make
I
it
love pickles.
Into candy and maybe sweets. I think
no,
it's...
none of that.
Wow, I think it's vile.
I'm going to sound like Marty here, but I genuinely didn't know pickles were just cucumbers until like 3 years ago. I thought pickles were their own thing. Like I thought it was just like, oh, these are just pickles.
I feel like they still are.
No, well, it's
there's
like
a point
pickling
where it's
is
no
a
longer
process.
A cucumber.
What?
There's a point where it's no longer a cucumber.
Yeah, that. But it's you pickle a cucumber to get a pickle. I didn't know that. I thought pickle was its own. I thought it was a plant or whatever.
Kind of weird how they got the monopoly on pickle.
Yeah, as opposed to like onions.
Right.
Yeah, there's pickled onions.
Carrots.
Onions.
Pickles, carrots.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd. But I like pickles as an accompaniment. That sounded wrong. To other dishes.
Pickles rock.
Big pickle guy. That's going up against the number 10 seed. One of the greatest sports uniforms ever. The Nigerian World Cup uniforms. One of the coolest sports uniforms
I don't
ever.
Even know what these look like.
I remember
they're different every year, but like they're always this very similar white, green, and then just kind of a different pattern on it each year. But they've always lauded as having the best uniforms. I'll give you a quick look at it, just so that you have like a frame of reference. But they are always thought of as some of the best uniforms in sports.
I'll go with the uniforms. Again, I don't love either of these choices. I don't like pickles at all. Those are sick.
Good kit. I'll give you guys a quick refresher on this side.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with them again because I don't like pickles. Sometimes if someone buys me a pickleback at a bar.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're so bad and strong that they make liquor, which is even worse, taste better.
Yeah, I'll just do the shot.
It wipes away the taste of whiskey. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Pickle flavor sunflower seeds.
I admire how pickles are good for you. I mean, I know that pickle juice has a lot of electrolytes in it, stuff like that, but I don't know. I'm always the guy that gives my pickle away.
I appreciate you. You're needed.
Yeah. So, Nick?
Heavy pickle. Heavy pickle.
Big pickle?
The Nigerian uniforms.
Wait, but you're...
Yeah, it's too strong of a taste. It's not bad, but...
I feel like as a wrestler, pickle juice would be big?
No.
Gatorade or something? Or some other liquid that with electrolytes?
Pickle juice?
A lot of electrolytes.
No.
All right. Tommy?
I'll go pickles, but I don't like all pickles. I don't like Wendy's pickles. I don't like McDonald's pickles. I don't like fast food pickles. When I get like a Big Mac, I take the pickles off. I do not like those pickles.
You just ask for no pickles, you know.
Oh, yeah. I ask for no pickles, I mean. But like Big Mac or Five Guys pickles, I like. I like the Five Guys pickles. I like dill pickles. I like.
I don't like gherkins. I'm not a gherkin guy.
I like the longer ones that come with a burger. I don't give a fuck about those Nigerian uniforms, so I'm going to go with the pickle.
The pickles?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much exactly what Tommy said. I don't care about the uniforms. Pickles are awesome. Only I like the fast food pickles. Pickles are great. Big pickle guy. Pickle easy.
Big pickle guy?
Or can I tell you one I wish I said to you? As a society, we don't talk enough at all about cocoons. I love cocoons.
Cocoons are cool.
Like, we don't talk about it changes into...
Cocoons rock.
No, we talk about it all. It's kindergarten. The entirety of kindergarten. It's all cocoons, 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 and then
larva.
And then nothing.
That is true.
Stage.
Chrysalis.
That is true. It stops after kindergarten. But like, it's turning into a different animal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's wild.
They like liquefy in there, don't
much
they?
Different animal.
I don't know what happens. I don't want to know what happens to a cocoon.
There's a movie called Cocoon.
There is. Wolf of Brimley.
Yeah.
But I'm going the jerseys. I hate pickles. I think pickles ruin everything.
Ooh, so we're tied up.
I don't like it. It's come, like wet shit comes off.
Gooch. Why did you bring up cocoons?
Yeah, Gooch strikes as
green. I actually used to fucking hate pickles until the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich came out.
That's when it works.
It converted me into a pickle guy, and so I'm going pickles.
Pickles.
So Chick-fil-A, they do their basic chicken sandwich, chicken and pickles. I think they saved like $2 million a year by just cutting back one pickle per sandwich. It saved them that many jars.
That's all you need.
Really?
Yeah.
They can be. I want them as thin as possible too.
Really? I want a crunch.
I don't
want
to.
No. Oh yeah. You don't eat like the big one.
Give me
one.
A crunch.
I'll say what's gross though. Bagged pickles.
Bagged
pickles. Oh yeah.
I like
gas station eaters and shit.
I love the little ones that snap. They have a different flavor.
You're talking about gherkins.
Oh, those are the best.
Oh, I don't like gherkins.
Maybe
those are good.
No, don't they?
Are they called snaps?
I know what you're talking about.
They're in sheets.
Oh, yeah, the small ones.
Wait, what?
Like they're tiny.
See them as like on
tiny hard. They're harder.
Maybe you'll see them on a charcuterie board sometimes.
I think, right.
Are they not called cornichon?
I don't know what they're called. I don't know what they're called. I don't know that.
It's very possible.
I could be wrong, too. Cornichon? Cornichon?
These?
Maybe? Like a bag of resealable pickles you can buy at sheets.
Yes.
Oh, those.
Yeah. He's thinking of a little sweet gherkin. I'm not a fan of gherkins.
Not either.
All right.
Yeah. But either way, pickles are going to move on. Now we have the 2-seed versus 15-seed play-in game, or chain game. These are second chain game options. The first one, I thought of this the last second, but I felt like it needed to be included because it has great nostalgic memory to it. The Tree Stars from The Land Before Time. Who's here? Are we not?
I've never watched.
I remember The Land Before Time being dinosaurs. I don't remember much else.
Yeah. It was a big cartoon as a kid.
God damn it.
Cornichon was correct.
Guess they'll know Daddy Tops.
Yeah, they don't know Daddy Tops. That's one of the characters.
I remember liking Land Before Time as a kid. I just remember cartoon dinosaurs. That's about
so Land Before Time was ruined because the
girl died.
The girl was killed by her father, the voice of the yep,
Sarah.
Ducky. Yeah. No.
That's right.
Sarah was the Triceratops.
Yeah, she was a bitch.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Triceratops was a bitch. And then her dad was Big Daddy Tops.
Oh, okay. Now I was talking in real life.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay. I'm aware.
Wait, what happened?
The voice of
Ducky.
Oh, the real person?
Yep. Killed by her father.
Wow. That's not
so I can't watch that without. Yeah, sad.
Jesus.
The Tree Stars are on there. I'm just going to dump it. Shrek. Felt like we needed at least to have him on as one of the more iconic green characters. The Greeny Tab on BarstoolSports.com.
That was my submission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought, it's a tab I use often.
Mm-hmm. Me too. The Green M&M, the sexy one with the girl voice.
Humana, humana.
Before they made her fucking butch.
Yeah, they added to her a little bit. A lot of you picked dragons. I didn't know that dragons were just assumed to be green.
Yeah,
dragons.
They're also
are
not real. So like,
you just said the sexy green M&M, Ken Jack.
Yeah, like that is.
You just said a butch.
Did the word butch hurt you? What happened? Why did you make
out of nowhere? I just was shocked.
Why'd you act like that?
That's me laughing.
Oh, you were laughing? Yes. Oh, okay.
So
you grimaced.
I was
so
shocked.
Profoundly.
I was like Lee Harvey Oswald. I was like, oh,
you know, getting shot by Jack Ruby.
I was thinking Tig Notaro.
Yeah. Anyway, so the dragons. Everyone, are they commonly thought of as green?
I think if I gave you a box of crayons, said draw a dragon, you're making it green.
Yeah.
Cousin Mark has a tattoo of a dragon and it's green. Let's move on.
Yes. I'm trying to think of every dragon I've ever seen in television or movies. They're all not green for the most part. Mm. Except for, I guess, Pete.
All the pictures, the art. It's more green than not.
Let's ask anybody at random what color is a dragon. Next person that walks by, we ask.
Well, that's because it's adjacent to a lizard, and green is a lizard color.
He's right, and you're wrong.
Yeah.
What color would you say it would be?
I wouldn't have a discernible color for all dragons.
But if you ask somebody what color is it, they would say green.
I think maybe because it's a Game of Thrones poison brain, I just think, like, dark colored by black, like something like that.
Right, who we need to next person that walks.
We don't need to prove this.
I think it would go 10 for 10.
No, I don't think it's as green as you guys think, but
I'm not thinking like
pink. No, I think it is. I really think
green.
It's just,
I hate dragons.
If you Google image dragon, I bet you
how do you
it's not
hold on,
all
hold
green.
On.
Why do you hate dragons?
I hate all
what
that.
Does that even mean
you hate magical stuff?
I actually do too. I'm not crazy.
I cannot get enough of it.
Ugh.
Marty, you picked watermelon.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think of red more, but yeah, it's
just the
you look at it on the outside, it's green. So the Hey Ya music video.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very green music video.
Who submitted that?
Me.
Yeah.
I was like, I just remember that video vividly green.
Shit was so green.
Great, you know what?
What do you got?
There's a lot of different colored dragons.
Yeah.
I'm saying you think
there's purple.
I'm just not
red,
saying it's not the first color. I
well,
think.
No, when you
can we get Frank the Tank?
When you Google image dragon, none of them are green.
Don't get him in. Some of them are. 20 minutes if you do that.
I know it won't be 20 minutes.
I think it's a good dragon take.
Hmm. I'm going to wait on it. He's going to note some like.
I am curious what people would say.
I
would say green before any other color.
Yeah.
Right. What color do you think of when you think? How are we going to phrase the question?
What color's a dragon?
What color?
This is the most childlike version of a dragon. That to me is, you know, the stupid, obvious dragon.
Let Fleming.
What if I tell him it's quick? I'll tell him it's quick. Tell him it's quick.
Yeah. All right.
Come on.
Okay.
Well,
hurry up, Plummer.
Well, he could take his time.
Plummer,
that's some time.
Plummer, you're a fan.
I love seeing those two next to each other. It's both angles of flats from SpongeBob.
It's the number 10.
All right.
It's heard the all right from in here.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Does that mic work?
Yeah. Frank, we need an unbiased opinion.
All right. Try that mic right there.
Right here.
See it over there.
What color is a dragon?
Green.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
thank you.
Very obviously green.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Excited green. Yeah.
All right.
It's like a reptile. It's the same color as a reptile.
See, I told you.
What?
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Thank you, Frank.
Claiming that as a win.
All right.
I told you lizards are green.
Fuck.
I mean, yes, lizards are green, Kendra.
And they associate dragons with lizards.
Are lizards.
Because they're not real. They can't be classified as a lizard. And then the last one was just Yoda as another green thing.
Yeah.
Had to be on there as
well. Diesel pump didn't make it, huh?
Yeah. You did put the
diesel. What about my green move-in day shirt? Yeah. I thought that was
good. So, Tommy, you can explain that.
The green move-in day shirt. Every time I would move into college or move apartments, we're the same.
That's a loser.
How about the Boston Celtics?
You're a loser.
No, that pick is a loser. It's not going to win.
No, he's talking about the shirt, not the Celtics. Although the Celtics also wouldn't win.
What? The greatest NBA basketball team ever.
I didn't say that about the Celtics.
All right, good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Enough about the Celtics.
So Francis was.
They didn't even get picked.
Who did we end up?
That's
last
all you talked about. This whole show
being owned by Frank the Tank.
You got owned.
Yeah. Who did we end on last time?
He was like pissed. We wasted.
Did we ask
time.
Trent what a dragon is? Is Trent too stupid?
He's too dumb.
He's too dumb.
He's too fucking moron.
You'd be like, pass. Can I pass?
Oh, jeez. I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
Mush. So you get to pick first in this one. Shrek, the Greeny Tab on Barstool, the Green M&M, Dragons, Watermelon, the Hey Ya music video, or Yoda?
Wow. I don't even really like watermelons that much. I like the shape of them. I'm just going to go with...
Stephen Chase, like, that's not circular.
That's
bad. I'm going with the Greeny Tab. I think the Greeny Tab gets a lot of shit. But I think it's like this guy's got his legit own tab on Barstool.
But it's not just for him.
Which I think that's an insult
that's
when you
bullshit.
Get thrown into
what? This is something that other people don't have. He has a what is
You've
that?
Never
you
seen the Greeny tab?
This is only thing on the
BarstoolSports.com has a tab that's just Greeny.
I didn't know that.
I don't know what it is.
It's for
just like your
local sports.
Like if I just want to write a blog about Duke basketball, which no one's going to care. Like the
game. This was in 2019 when Dave fired him.
This was like a couple months ago.
It's been like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Relatively recent. So you're going with the Greeny Tab?
Yeah.
Greeny Tab?
I'm going Boston Celtics. I'm going to stick with it.
Right in Boston Celtics?
I'm still going with it.
I'll let him write
it. Then I'm getting the diesel pump.
No, we can't.
Then I'm getting the Aurora Borealis.
Right. I'm going to vote for a fucking t-shirt.
All right, fine. You guys are right. I'll go with watermelon.
I want feeling queasy.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ken Jack, what are you doing?
Okay. He's right.
Feeling queasy is good.
That has to actually be added right now, I think.
Because it's so ridiculous. Because humans never turn green.
Except in Roller Coaster Tycoon.
It's the weirdest depiction of anything that we just accept. Feeling queasy, you turn green? No.
Or NBA champion.
You're sick, you're green.
I mean, that's absolutely...
That's like the last color a human being turns, even when sick.
Even when they're decomposing, they don't really, like,
It's yellow, white, blue, purple,
give you the chance to change
brown.
Your vote to feeling queasy.
Yeah, queasy.
Queasy.
I love that.
I'm going with queasy out of spite.
Wow, look at me.
Is there any other saying
a great one.
That you say about something that's a color? You
feel green
like,
with envy?
Like red anger?
Hale, you look white. You're scared.
It
you're
is a ghost.
Oh, you look like you just saw a ghost.
Yeah, you're seeing ghost. Red.
Blue is never, when you're sad.
No one has ever said, oh, you look green, that. Dude. Are you sick? What's wrong, man? You look green.
Man, are you kind of queasy?
You say your
jaundice.
Face is green.
That's like
jaundice
yellow.
Is yellow.
Yeah, it's more yellowy.
But you, when you're sad, you're blue. You're not really blue.
Yeah.
No, that's a color. Word. Blue is a word that means sad. Green.
You're right. It's true, I guess. Yeah, you're right. It's true. It's
we all point. Fucking despise each other.
Yeah, I know. That's what a fight. Yeah.
Every single one is a fight yeah. of things I don't give a fuck
yeah,
about.
No, I don't care about this at all.
No one bit. Tommy goes, very good, Clemmer.
fucking moron. Yeah.
Things turned the last episode.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing changed, and it's better.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All I chose to throw
fuck
is
this. Fuck you. Your Celtics pick. We're not including the Celtics.
They have more NBA championships. Yeah.
Who cares? This is what we're doing.
Green Celtics.
The best
shit.
Things that are green. Nothing's better than that. It should have been at least included. I mean, that's kind of bullshit, but it's fine. Whatever.
I want the Northern Lights.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's good.
Aurora Borealis?
It's a fuck ton of colors.
That is I think of green.
It's like taking
the
rainbow.
That's the
common.
Coolest thing in the world.
It is. Most common
it
is more actually white.
Green.
White.
No, if we pull Frank back in here.
I'm sure that the most common color of the Aurora Borealis is white. I'm pretty confident.
Green. Look at that. Every that's picture fine. Of it's very green. I gotta be frank.
This is green.
Yeah, green's awesome.
Look at that. That's real.
Have you guys ever seen it?
No.
I've seen it.
No.
And it was white.
A lot of green.
Disappointing.
No, green. I'm voting for the Aurora Borealis.
I'm adding that back in. Anyone want to change their vote?
Stoplight. I like the green light and the stoplight.
Well, that's
going too.
That's okay. Just to spoil it, that's number two.
Oh,
this two seed is getting a lot of green lights in a row.
The array down 7th Avenue.
Yes, I'm sticking with the queasy.
Sticking with queasy.
You're adding everything but mine, but it's queasy's fine. It's fine. I see what you're doing here. It's fine. It's a game.
And then we could add my green move-in shirt too, right? I'm not going to vote for it, but it can be added.
Sure.
No.
Just doing that.
As long as you don't add that.
I'm going to go with the Northern Lights.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No one should
add that.
Have that as a thing in their life.
Don't add that.
Stupid time.
One for the Northern Lights.
I think the feeling queasy being green thing is the most impressive feat of all time that someone decided that and it still took off. I think it's the dumbest thing ever, but it's impressive. So that.
The goddamn queasy. Emoji.
It's the Hey Ya music video.
Hey Ya music video?
Yeah. Fantastic video.
Hey. Sitting there in like the horse, the equestrian gear, right? Like all this.
It's
all him.
All him, yeah. What is it? Oh. What is his backup singer? What are they called? Are they?
Aren't they all him as well?
Everybody in the video.
Yeah,
him.
It's just all the fans and everything. He's sitting there. They're doing this, but they're wearing like the equestrian horse riding.
Yeah,
hat.
But the backup singers are called something. As
oh,
a,
you're right.
They all have names. The drummer's name is like Duke, Dookie. Yeah. Fuck. What are the
Goofy
backup
wig on or whatever?
What are the backup dancers called? Doesn't matter.
I like that, Francis.
I'll go with feeling queasy.
Feeling queasy.
Yeah, I'm going.
Was that the best?
Yeah, that's the word.
Oh yeah, I'm taking it back.
Feeling
I want the
queasy sucks.
Yeah.
No, the depiction of it.
It's not necessarily the.
Oh yeah. It's calling someone you look green.
Yeah.
Meaning feeling just queasy.
The idea that someone turns green to me is the funniest. I like that a lot.
Yeah. What about the bet on it music video where the Zac Efron the grass is so green? I think they CGI'd that grass.
That is the best music.
There is no green.
It's a
golf course, but it's fake.
Yeah, it's way green.
Made it way green.
Is it too green?
Way too green.
Oh my God! They color corrected the.
You see it
out of this.
Is this High School Musical 2?
It's like
when he looks in the water.
Oh, that's so green.
And it gets greener than that.
Wait, what? Too green.
How can something be greener than that?
Greener than
memorized
that.
The whole video.
Greener than that's just
don't
blue.
Forget, was this a song you stepped to?
No, but I loved High School Musical. Great movies.
All right,
everyone wanted to be Troy Bolton at one point.
We sang Breaking Free, my elementary school graduation. We all sang Breaking Free together. It was beautiful.
Okay, so feeling queasy. Versus hitting a lot of green lights in a row. Francis, you go first.
Green lights in a row is great, especially in New York City. Like, if you're trying to get home late at night, they change the cadence of the lights at traffic intersections, and they make it so that the big avenues have more.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
If you're like, if it's like 2 in the morning, you can go from like Midtown to fucking downtown.
That's awesome.
Without missing a light, and it's the greatest feeling in the world.
Awesome.
If you're actually paying attention. So I'll go with green lights.
Green lights?
Yeah, it's great seeing that happen. Change right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Green lights?
Mm-hmm.
Green lights?
Green lights, yeah. Coming back from Yankee games as a kid, me and my dad, Hillside Avenue, we'd time it just right. You'd have a sea green for 50, 60 blocks. Incredible.
Let me add another wrinkle. You know, when ahead of you, there's a couple cars stopped at a red light, right? But there's an open lane, the one that you're in, and you're going.
You beat them.
Just as you're getting up to it, it turns green, and you then pass all those cars.
We're all waiting like idiots.
Great feeling.
What a great feeling.
Love that. Hummer?
That's good stuff. Green lights.
Green lights.
I have a couple things I got to get off my chest.
Go ahead.
Audi has a car that it sets it to a point where it gives you exact miles an hour you have to go to hit all the green lights coming.
Ooh.
Which is technology that exists?
How do they link up to the municipal light
system? If you look it up,
system.
Audi has it. It's fucking insane.
You're thinking of Star Wars or something.
It's Audi. I just looked it up.
Sure it's not an X-Wing?
Yeah, you're what
was the
saying,
first
huh?
article say? Oh, God, he can't see.
Audi cars tell you how fast to go to catch all green lights.
What?
Wow. Wildly impressive, if true.
Yeah, I remember that. So I was like, that's like, I would buy a car just for that.
Mm. The fuck?
I'm buying Audi, too, just for that.
Two? I think there should be four lights on a stop light.
What's the fourth light?
It's just like a pink light. Like I think
reverse?
Red to yellow to green is way too fast. I've tried to actually go to the
But then people would just treat that new one as if it's the yellow.
No, because the pink one, they should.
What do they treat yellow as?
Yellow should be basically stop. Red is you better stop. Yellow should stop.
Yellow has become to me speed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than anything.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. An extra one. The speed up should be the pink one. Then the yellow one's like, all right, you've really got to slow down.
I'm saying people would use pink still as we currently use yellow. They would use it as, red is next. I better
speed up. And then I think they would still use yellow as yellow.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yellow's still there.
No matter what, the one below red, people will always use to speed up.
I think it's one of the most perfect systems already.
Yeah.
It is. It's.
Well, people go through red lights all the time.
Criminals.
Dead. Yeah.
Dead.
The last thing there's one thing I got to. It used to be this place called Five Corners by my house, and there's five stops, all the things.
Yeah.
You probably get it. I used to go in the middle of it and park my car and say my car died so everyone had to stop.
Why would you do that?
Why?
My friends, I have no idea.
Is it funny?
It was really funny because everyone would be beeping at you, get the way you fucking do it. I'm like, the car.
Oh, you're a
and
monster.
And all of a sudden, they'd all try and help, and you get
that's so fucked up.
They should have legally been allowed to shoot you.
Yeah, no, I was fucked. It was not. I don't know why we thought it was so funny, but it was funny.
I would want to murder you if I was one of those people.
Yeah, because then,
destination.
Or you do it at a green light and you're the first one where they can't go around you, and you're just like, can't do it. And then everyone gets stuck at the red light and you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
right.
Really fucked up.
That's nothing but pure venom for anyone
that
stops
you. I would do that maybe in Omaha, but not in New York.
Yeah, I did in Long Island.
I feel nothing but just pure anger for anyone that stops me from getting to my destination for any reason. Could be accidental or purpose.
Yeah, no, it's brutal.
I would want them dead. So, anyway, green lights is going to move on. Now we can move into our playoffs. But first, let's talk about Rocket Money. All right, let's talk about Rocket Money. The average person has around 12 paid subscriptions. Think about that. If you've only subscribed to a handful of services, you might want to double check. With Rocket Money, you can quickly identify and cancel all of your unwanted subscriptions. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions that they forgot about, like that streaming service you bought just to watch one show on, which is probably Disney Plus for a lot of people, or that free trial that you never even used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you, so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want. Simply find the subscription you don't want, press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long hold times or customer service or tedious emailing back and forth, which sucks. I hate that with a lot of these. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. I used it. I think I mentioned the story one of the last times we did it for Rocket Money. Helped me find this Microsoft charge. I didn't realize what it was. I guess I was getting charged for Xbox Live, and I didn't realize it at all because I hadn't used my Xbox in forever. So stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/lights. That's rocketmoney.com/lights. rocketmoney.com/lights. All right. Thank you to Rocket Money. Now we have Grass versus Roger Klotz. Artie.
Tale as old as time.
It's Klotz versus who?
Clots versus grass.
Grass, not even close. Grass is fucking the best.
Grass?
I
love grass.
I don't see how grass doesn't win.
Grass, there's so many different types of grass. Mm-hmm. Crabgrass.
What do you guys, if I asked you guys to associate grass with a certain season, what would you choose?
Spring.
Spring. Yeah. Spring. Yeah. Spring. Yeah. Spring.
Agreed.
I'd say summer, baseball.
I think spring.
All right.
Spring, yeah.
Grass.
Grass.
Winter would be so much better if there was just leaves on trees.
Well, this winter's been nice. No snow, so we see the ground.
Better. Yeah, grass.
Grass. Nick.
Grass.
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 Clean sweep for grass. On the other part of it, cash versus green felt. Oof. It's a tougher one, I think.
I'll go with cash.
Cash easily.
Go in cash, but it's not as strong as I once thought.
Mm.
The felt.
Felt?
I mean, when I'm thinking green felt, I'm thinking more blackjack table felt.
Yeah, that counts.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, the exciting part of that is that you could win cash. Mm. So
we could win money.
Money. Chips. Money. It's not about money.
Cash.
It's about money, and I'd rather have it so I don't have
cash
to carry.
They give you in
down.
Chips. They don't even give it to you in cash form.
Usually you would put but
you
that
give
gets
them
converted
cash
to cash at the end of the day. When you walk out of a casino, they give it to you in cash.
Yeah, I guess, but that's in your specific situation.
That's not at that table, though. You have to go to that lady at the
table. You're putting down cash, maybe, if you're starting a hand.
The least exciting part, I would say, is like I'm more
scared. Cashing out of the casino, getting a bunch of cash at the end?
That part is fun. That's great. That's
cash.
True. Cash.
I guess I have to go cash.
Cash.
I'm felt. I really do love felt so much. Doing the chip thing when you're playing blackjack on the felt.
It's the perfect surface.
It feels the best.
I would say that chips are a funner form of money.
Yeah.
I sit there flicking the chip.
Yep.
I'm just like,
exactly.
Just
putting them on top of each other here.
Yeah, just do.
Like you keep counting how much you have. It's the best thing in the world.
All right, so cash versus grass. What are you first?
Grass.
One of the finals.
It's grass. It's just, I love grass. It doesn't get appreciated enough. Because you just shit people because of the dogs, probably the reason why it doesn't get appreciated enough.
A lot of people say that, yeah.
Grass.
There's other forms of money besides cash. I'm going to go with grass. Baseball stadiums, it's the best. The smell of freshly cut grass is amazing. The green of grass, grass.
Grass.
People go to college for grass.
Yeah, the lawn at college. That was always,
off course management. You could argue.
Like, suburbia wasn't meant to.
Oh, I thought you meant like people go to schools because
that is also true.
Like I remember in college, the first day, the lawn, everybody was on the lawn. If it was,
I would sometimes just get out. This stupid, but I would just get out and run in grass.
Yeah, I'd be driving. Barefoot.
Yeah, crazy
kid does that.
I'd be driving. No, I'd be driving a couple of years ago. Mm. Driving a big ass like fucking field. I'll go run.
Field day makes you think of field day.
Yeah.
Small
even in the especially in the city, like you don't come across grass that often.
Yeah,
makes you appreciate
parks.
It.
Yeah,
with grass.
Mm-hmm. Grass,
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 grass.
Clean sweep. You guys were all very heavy on cash, but it couldn't be grass. Grass in the finals on the other side. Slime versus the Brazilian flag.
Ugh, these are both going to get smoked. I'll go slime.
Slime.
Mm. Slime.
Yeah. Slime.
It's the Nickelodeon slime, yeah.
Nickelodeon slime. Slime.
Slime time.
Clean sweep for slime. Going to go against it. Hitting a bunch of green lights versus pickles.
Oh, I see.
Green lights. Green lights. I don't like pickles. Green lights is also just a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty picky eater, and I really like pickles, so I'm going to go with pickles.
Pickles?
I don't like a lot of stuff.
Green lights. There's green some lights. Pickles I don't like. There's no green lights I don't like.
Green lights.
Green lights? I feel like it's harder for us because we don't really drive.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now. I'm,
as
I'm
a passenger. Like,
right, but I'm thinking of like
Uber rider. Uber, yeah.
Even Uber ride, I'm not really paying attention.
I hit so many red lights in Ubers. It pisses me off.
Yeah. I don't pay attention unless
I'm going green lights.
Fear.
I like traffic though. Sometimes.
Green lights.
Green lights. So now green lights versus slime.
I'm going to go green lights here again.
Green lights. Nick. Versus slime.
Slime's brought me more joy.
Slime. KB.
And even you could, that could be Nickelodeon GAC you could buy or fart putty.
Yeah.
It's the perfect material.
Slime.
Slime.
Yeah, I think that slime is the nostalgia factor. I don't really drive much at all. I don't mind being in traffic sometimes. Sometimes I like being in a car. So I'll go with Nickelodeon slime.
Slime?
Traffic sucks. Green lights.
Green lights. We're 3-2 right now in favor of slime.
green lights because I drive a lot, and it's by far the best, especially when you have to go to the bathroom. That's like a thing.
Yeah.
Like, say you have to go to the bathroom, supposedly the light changes.
Yeah. That's a good point.
What? You think if you stay in your car, the light will change? Really? You believe this?
I do.
Okay. You guys do the thing when you run through a yellow light, if you, like, kiss your hand and smack the ceiling of your car?
No, I put my feet up over railroad tracks.
I put my feet up over state lines.
Okay. I didn't know that one. Railroad tracks, you're supposed to make a wish when you and you put up your feet.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Hold your breath when you pass the cemetery.
Yeah, I've heard that, actually. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gooch, you're breaking the tie.
Some cemeteries are long, though, so it is a little tough.
I'll go green lights. Green lights.
Tough
green.
Battle.
Green lights versus grass.
This is the championship?
This is for the championships.
This is brutal.
What brings you more joy? Or what do you think is better, I guess?
I'm grass. Because being in a car doesn't bring me joy anyway, so like that's just an extra added thing. The grass, once I see grass, I'm in literally just a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
Grass.
Clemmer?
Grass.
Grass? Tommy?
Grass was one of the first things I thought of for this list. Who doesn't love grass?
Yeah. Champion, grass champion.
Grass is going to win.
I'm going green lights.
Green lights?
Yeah, I don't like grass stains. I don't like the smell of cut grass.
Really?
I like the smell.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it does make you itch. There's no downsides to all green lights.
Mm. Francis?
Grass.
Would have been grass. Grass is our big winner of episode 65. Green things. Thank you to Marty and Clement for joining in. We'll be back next week with a new topic. I think next week, from what I could tell so far, we have Brandon.
I mean, he says every week. He says every week.
He promised this time. He promised this time. I don't believe
that at the end of every episode, too.
Beg this guy?
I don't beg him. I just ask him, like, next week bracket? And he's like, oh, yeah, next week go to bracket. And, like, so he said it this time. And I think we have one other special guest, potentially, that's going to come on. But we'll
so it'll be me and Marty again.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.